Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Heather. May I please have your zip code so I can locate your account?
23225.
That was 23225?
Yes.
And first and last name, please.
Tammy Fells, F-E-L-L-S.
Can you verify your shipping address for me as well?
419 Melmont Court, Richmond, Virginia, 23225.
Okay, thank you for verifying that. Give me just a moment here to pull up the account and take a look. Okay, so looking here at the account, looks like originally this order was placed back on November 1st. Shipping
yeah,
and handling
for $7.
Yes, ma'am.
For $7.
Shipping and handling was paid for $7.45. That was to receive the Wi-Fi booster as a free welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct membership. I show that
right.
You've actually. Go ahead, ma'am. You can speak.
Uh-huh, because you said the keyword free. So they done went into my account three times and took $49.97 out of my account. Now all they wants to put back into my account is one payment. Y'all took it out in November, December, and January.
Yes, ma'am. It was a membership that you had signed up for. It does explain that.
I did not sign up for a membership. I signed up for the free Wi-Fi because they said answer the questions and to see if you have won. So I won. And he said, I'm about
yes,
to
ma'am.
See if you can sign up.
No, ma'am. You did get the free Wi-Fi booster. It was a free gift. But as I stated in the terms and conditions, it explains it's a free welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct membership. So every month that the membership fee was paid, we emailed a $125 gift card to shop online at the Best Consumer Gadgets online web store. I show that you've spoken to a couple of different agents who actually already explained
yeah.
this to you and explained to you
yes.
why you were charged. And that's why they issued
right, but
you
I
the
did not,
brief.
I did not sign up for nothing for y'all to be taking. I didn't give y'all authorization to take money out of my account. Only
did you read
$7.
Over the terms and conditions for the offer, ma'am, or did you just accept the offer without reading the terms?
Right. I accepted because it says free Wi-Fi to see if you have won.
Yes, ma'am. And
okay.
as I stated, you did
so,
get the Wi-Fi booster for free. But
yeah,
had you read
it.
The terms and conditions, it explained that there is also a membership included.
I
so,
didn't want no membership. If
I
had known that it was a membership, I wouldn't have never even signed up. I wouldn't have never even put my credit card in there.
I understand that,
for y'all
ma'am.
To be
but
taking money out of my account. And then you tell me something for to receive a free what?
$125 gift card is emailed out every month that the membership fee is
okay,
paid.
Okay, so I haven't gotten that.
Okay, we sent it to your email. Have you checked your email? Do you know what it's going to
yeah,
come
I
underneath?
Yeah, I have checked my email. And like I said, I did not sign up for none of that, and I don't want it. And I want more than some $49 put back into my account. I want the other two. You can keep one. So that's just like I'm paying for that Wi-Fi. But you can keep, but I need my other money put back into my account because I didn't authorize y'all to take it out in December and January.
Okay. So the only reason that you were billed in December and January and November, ma'am, is because of the terms and conditions that you agreed upon. It stated in the terms
you know
that there
ma'am,
was
I'm
membership.
Have to get my lawyer involved
so
in this
I already showed
y'all not
that.
Hearing me.
Okay, ma'am, I hear you, but what you're not hearing is what I'm trying to explain to you and what the previous agents have already explained to you. The charges
yeah, and
are
I have told
the
previous
agencies
that
okay.
I did not sign up for and I did not want it and I want my money back in my account.
Okay, ma'am, did you read over the terms and conditions for the offer where it explained all of this or did you just sign up for it and not read over the agreement? Because when you agreed,
okay.
But the thing is, ma'am, that's the problem, though. When you didn't,
I gave you permission to take $7 out of my account, not $49.
If you read the terms and conditions, ma'am, you would see that you gave us permission to bill you for the membership the moment that you signed up. You can say that you don't care if you read it or not, but you should never put your information in a site without reading the terms and conditions. It's no different than if you're buying a car. You're not going to sign the contract before you read it. You're going to read it first. And this is the same thing that you do online. So
I'm going to have to get my lawyer involved because I can see now I'm not going to get all my money. I'm gonna have
okay,
to get my lawyer
I can
to contact,
I
y'all.
Can assist you if you stop talking over me, Mrs. Fells, because again, I've heard what you had to say, but the charges are valid because of the terms and conditions making it a legally binding agreement. So even if you were to contact your lawyer, Mrs. Fells, and ask them to contact us, your lawyer is going to ask us for the terms and conditions for the site that you agreed upon. And when your lawyer sees that it was in the terms and conditions and you didn't cancel, and that's why you were billed every month, your lawyer's not going to pursue this case because it's a legally binding agreement.
You don't
that's
know
why you
what
have to
my lawyer
read.
Gonna do.
It's a legally binding agreement, ma'am. They can pursue it all
matter.
They want, but
it doesn't
I mean,
matter.
It doesn't matter, Mrs. Fells, because
oh,
I mean you're gonna find out either way.
Trust me.
It doesn't, ma'am. It doesn't, ma'am. But that's
it
doesn't, ma'am, but that's okay. So moving forward, we've issued a full refund for January's charge. Again, we're not going to go any farther back due to the terms and conditions. So was there anything else that I could do for you?
No, bitch. And you have a good day.
Okay, you too first.